Elmer L. Anderson, his vision and hearing dimmed a bit, not quite as mobile because his legs feel the effects of a childhood bout of polio, likens reaching the age of 90 to mountain climbing.
The air gets rarer and you walk a little slower, but the perspective is beautiful.
Anderson is an optimist, but not a Pollyanna. Living through the Great Depression influenced his thinking on just how fast life can change. Anderson says the just-enacted tax cut that is soon going to deliver a midsummer rebate to smiling Minnesotans is a bad idea.
I think the challenge of good times is to prepare for bad times and to be prudent with the good fortune that you have, and because times do change.
The advice fits with Anderson's label as conservative when he was a state senator for 10 years in the 1950s. Lawmakers then were officially labeled conservative or liberal, not Democrats or Republicans. His colleagues liked him well enough to elect him head of the caucus. He says one of his proudest achievements then was co-sponsoring the Minnesota Fair Employment Practices Act, which, among other things, outlawed denying people a job based on skin color. He defeated Orville Freeman in 1960 to win one two-year term as governor. He lost a re-election bid to Karl Rovog in 1963 by 91 votes. The contentious five-month-long recount ending in his defeat was a disappointment, Anderson admits, but he's never used it as an excuse for disenchantment with the political process. Quite the opposite. Anderson's advice to people disappointed with politics is to jump in.
We have freedom to speak, freedom to write, freedom to run for office, freedom of elections, and on the whole, honest elections. So anybody who is disaffected just needs to get involved.
Elmer L. Anderson is best known for his business philosophy. Customers come first, employees are the second highest priority, and profit ranks third. Views that these days would cause a riot among investors addicted to making money at any cost. But his thinking on business isn't dismissed because he's been there. He bought the St. Paul Adhesives company, H.B. Fuller, where he helped engineer stupendous growth.
If making money is your first priority, then there's a temptation to cheat the customers. There's a temptation to pay your employees too little or not have the benefits, not share with them. It should be a corporation is a privileged form of organization, and it should be involved in more than just making money.
Anderson's business views may be a minority voice these days, but he is ensured they'll still be heard from the Elmer L. Anderson Endowed Chair of Business Ethics at the University of Minnesota, his alma mater. Until recently, he published his views on life and business in the editorial column of the small-town newspapers he bought after his stint at Fuller. The avid bibliophile this spring gave the U another gift, thousands of volumes of rare books he has collected over the years. He's still an avid reader, but slow loss of vision is causing Anderson to invent memory tricks to hold on to details. The other day, while memorizing a street address, 4095, he realized it's one of his goals for the future.
If you feel like 40, go for 95. So I feel like 40 and I'm going for 95.
Former Minnesota Governor Elmer L. Anderson, who is 90 years old today. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.